What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do here. We are the Positive Truth. Every Monday and Wednesday, we bring uplifting and positive news. We do that audio only on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Google Play. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, what the issue is, why it's an issue, facts about it, how you can change it for the better, or we have a positive interview. You can catch that audio on all the same sites I just talked about, or visually on our Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, or on our YouTube, The Positive Truth OKC, if you want to see Tim's beautiful face. Speaking of Tim.
Oh, hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm feeling privileged to be here.
Oh, I like that. I like what you did there. So, what are we talking about today, JP?
We are privileged to talk about privilege. King of bad puns, I am.
You're getting better. The confidence is there. That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. I make a bad...
I enjoy them.
Bad puns are me. I am king of dad jokes before ever being a dad.
Oh, man. So what do we have here? We're talking about privilege.
Why are we talking about it? Actually, what is privilege?
Well, let's talk about privilege for a second. What is it? Privilege is a special right, advantage, or immunity granted or available only to a particular person or group of people.
And it's given and not earned.
It is given.
Why are we talking about it?
Well, we're talking about it because it's a problem. People don't realize they're privileged.
Well, not even that. People just... The point of this episode, like, what would change it for the better is to recognize your privilege and be understanding of it whenever someone calls it out. A lot of people get really angry about privilege, mostly about socioeconomic privileges and white privileges.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on one second, guys.
Not exactly the best neighborhood. This is gonna get cut, so it doesn't matter. Hey!
Bars spit into the... Oh, okay.
All right, yeah, we're good. I totally forgot what we were talking about. But yeah, so oftentimes we're talking about this because socioeconomic privilege and white privileges are often brought up. Mm-hmm. People get really offended by it. But there's all kinds of privileges that go on. And when you recognize these privileges, it's just when you recognize them, you can acknowledge them and you can be more understanding when it's talked about, and it can bring people together instead of tearing people apart.
So in order to understand, we have to learn what they are, right?
Exactly. So there's tons of like different ways, like white people in America are advantaged, people of color are disadvantages. As far as like gender goes, men are advantaged, women and transgender people are disadvantaged. Religion in America, Christians are advantaged.
Christian privilege.
And non-Christians are disadvantaged. Sexual orientation, heterosexuals are advantaged. Or privileged, I guess we should say. Mm-hmm. And gay, lesbians, bisexuals are not privileged. Middle-aged people are privileged. Young and very old people are not privileged. Socioeconomic class, middle and upper class people are privileged. Poor and working class people are not privileged. If even like ability, like you can walk, you are privileged. If you don't have a disability, you're not privileged.
What do you say to people that are privileged? Like say, I have the ability to walk, but I don't think I am privileged. Like what?
Oh, spend a week in a wheelchair. Spend a week without a thumb.
Understand your privilege.
Yeah, you just have to understand this. Like, this shouldn't be used to, like, well, oftentimes whenever you're like, oh, you're privileged, it's seen as like when you say that to someone, it's seen as undercutting them.
Right.
So it's the Barry Switzer quote, some people are born on third base and go through their whole life thinking they hit a triple. But, like, let's just go socioeconomically. Imagine, like, you've never had to help pay bills. Right. You've never had to worry about where your meal's coming from. You've never had to worry about the lights. You've never had to worry about getting your first car, paying for your first car. You never had to worry about anything. You are privileged.
Absolutely. And
that privilege puts you in an advantage. The people that can't say that, like people that can't say those things, like they had to pay the bills. They had to worry about the lights not being on. Like they didn't have that privilege that you didn't earn. You were just born into that family, and that gives you a head start.
Absolutely, man. Look, everything that you just said right now, there was a video I watched maybe 2 weeks ago. I think I shared it on social media. I'm not sure if you saw it or not, but it was basically this guy, look, I have $100, right? So he pulls out this $100 and it's a group of kids, girls, guys, different races, it didn't matter. All right, there's going to be a race. Whoever wins this race will get this $100. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, I got this. You got kids taking off their backpacks, hats, and stuff. Like, oh, man, I got some gym shorts underneath my pants type of thing. So, you know, they're getting ready. They all lined up. He's like, all right, real quick before we start. If you come from a two-parent household.
Take two steps forward. Exactly. I've seen this video.
Video's amazing, right?
Yo, JoJo, can you put this in the pod? Yeah, boy. All right, keep talking.
Keep going, man. So, again, the video keeps going. He asks more questions. If you have never had to help your parents with a bill, if you've never went to sleep hungry, etc. And it keeps going into...
It's all socioeconomic things.
Exactly. And then you have people spread out all across the field, right?
And some people are still at the very back. They never move.
Exactly. And that's, he said, hey, that's privilege.
Line up. Everybody line up. We're about to race. Everybody line up. Shoulder to shoulder. Take off your backpacks. Basketball, line up. We're about to race. Hey, we are racing for a $100 bill. The winner of this race will take this. It's a $100 bill. Before I say go, I'm gonna make a couple statements. If those statements apply to you, I want you to take two steps forward. If those statements don't apply to you, I want you to stay right where you're at. Take two steps forward if both of your parents are still married. Take two steps forward if you grew up with a father figure in the home. Take two steps forward if you had access to a private education. Take two steps forward if you had access to a free tutor growing up. Take two steps forward if you've never had to worry about your cell phone being shut off. Take two steps forward if you've never had to help mom or dad with the bills. Take two steps forward if it wasn't because of your athletic ability, you don't have to pay for college. Take two steps forward if you never wondered where your next meal was going to come from. I want you guys up here in the front just to turn around and look. Every statement I've made has nothing to do with anything any of you have done. Has nothing to do with decisions you've made. Everything I have said has nothing to do with what you've done. We all know these people up here have a better opportunity to win this $100. Does that mean these people back here can't race? No. We would be foolish to not realize we've been given more opportunity. We don't want to recognize that we've been given a head start. But the reality is we have. Now, there's no excuse. They still got to run their race. You still got to run your race. But whoever wins this $100, I think it'd be extremely foolish of you not to utilize that and learn more about somebody else's story. Because the reality is, if this was a fair race and everybody was back on that line, I guarantee you some of these black dudes would smoke all of you. And it's only because you have this big of a head start that you're possibly gonna win this race called life. That is a picture of life, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing you've done has put you in the lead that you're in right now. When I say go, on your mark, get set, go! If you didn't learn anything from this activity, you're a fool.
You have to understand that's privilege. Some of you guys were born with an easier life than other people.
But that doesn't mean the people that were privileged didn't work hard.
Exactly.
That's all that's saying is you just, like, you have to acknowledge that whenever you talk about people. Because generally what happens is, like, we just keep talking socioeconomically. It's like poor people don't work hard.
Right.
Why don't they do this? Why don't they do that? Like, you never had to worry about some of the things they've had to worry about. So you can't just lump them all in this group and saying they're not working hard and you are. And that's why you're here and they're not.
It's understanding that you may be put in a good position, but you have to understand the person behind you or the person that's coming for your job or whatever the case may be is working just as hard as well, just like the person that's in front of you. We all are working hard, but some of us had a little bit more advantages. It's just understanding that. It's as simple as that.
And we're all privileged in some ways. Like, it's...
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're a woman that's not heterosexual, that's not a Christian, that's also a person of color, that's also disabled, that's also really young or really old, like, you had it so much harder than my ass. Like,
absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I'm not gonna argue that. Like,
yo, that's like, that's crazy, right?
Absolutely.
And so if they're in a bad situation, like, we can't just call that person lazy or not saying they're working hard. Like, the main goal of this episode is just acknowledge your privilege and then just build some understanding about it.
Absolutely, man.
What else you got, Tim?
Man, you actually took all the privileges that I had, so I don't have anything else to talk about when it comes to different types of privileges. Do you have anything for how we can change it for the better?
Just being understanding. So, I mean, we can talk about the two ones that we just talked about. We talked about socioeconomic ones and the white privilege ones.
Yes, sir.
White people, in my experience, do not like to hear about their own white privilege, even though there's like tons of examples of it. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to worry about being hired for a job and being accused of getting it because there's a quota. Like, you got into college because there's a quota for how many black people get in. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about making mistakes and having to serve. Like, white people can make mistakes and not have it serve as an example for why their entire race is not competent. They don't have to, like, white people can go shopping and be assured that they'll not be followed because a person of color, because they're not a person of color, and then, like, if you're a person of color, you're assumed to be a shoplifter sometimes. Like, all of this stuff happens.
Right.
And when you bring this up, if you've never experienced it, it's hard to understand. Like, me as a man, I have no idea some of the things women go through. I can try to, but I have no idea.
You still won't understand.
So we have to be understanding. Like, we have to.
I have to accept that there is a privilege. And
like, most importantly, socioeconomically. Like, things aren't fair or equal in America. We're the land of equality, the land of, like, if you work hard, you can do whatever you want. But our schools aren't equal, our situations aren't equal, and it's not fair at all.
Well, we're all living life together, but it's not all on the same playing field. It's definitely tougher for other people. We have to understand as people that we all come from a different background. We all have a different story. We should understand their story and listen to their story. We shouldn't judge somebody just because they're living differently than we are.
So when someone brings up your privileges, whether it's a woman talking about, like because I'm a woman, I have to go through things you as a man didn't have to go through. Instead of me being like, I worked really hard for this. I did all this, blah, blah, blah. Like, you have to be listening and understanding every single time.
Absolutely. I feel like we did an episode over that recently.
I feel like we did a lot of it, listening things.
True story.
It's amazing what listening and empathy will do for our society.
And kind of make it a more positive world, right? Indubitably.
Ding. Just imagine a ding every time the word said.
Word.
But I think that's all we got.
Yeah, man. I mean, it is. Our super producer looked at us like, what?
point is proven. Quick podcast. It's okay, though. Yeah, it's okay.
Nothing wrong with it. Quick facts. You guys
like,
got it.
I like how he also gives us that look whenever the podcasts are longer than 30 minutes.
One day we're going to have to interview JoJo. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We're going to have to do it.
We're just going to have to put him on the Monday and Wednesday pod so he can just make fun of us while we screw up names.
We do that on a consistent basis. If you guys haven't checked those out, make sure you guys do for sure. We do have a positive quote for you guys, so...
I like how you don't have Winnie the Pooh quotes up right now,
too. Man, I so wanted to use the Winnie the Pooh quote.
Hey, go for it, man. Go for it.
Nah. Live your life and forget your age. I actually like that quote a lot. I don't know who it's by. Random. Anonymous.
I like that, Tim. What is age? As long as you're healthy and having fun, who cares?
Healthy and having fun.
You can be You can not be healthy and be very young.
That's true.
You cannot be having fun at any stage.
We should have fun, though, JP. Let's have fun, man.
Let's be positive. Let's be listening and understanding. Let's acknowledge our privileges. Hopefully you learned something. Hope you enjoyed. Like, share, subscribe. We're out.
Stay positive.